We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Gavin Westlake. It's Friday, October 10th, 2025. Today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of a peace plan Wednesday. The phase includes Hamas releasing the 20 remaining hostages and Israel withdrawing from parts of Gaza and releasing almost 2,000 Palestinian detainees. Colombian President Gustavo Petro wrote on X Wednesday that a strike carried out by the U.S. on a small boat off the coast of Venezuela killed Colombian citizens. The U.S. has been carrying out strikes against boats in that area since September. President Trump claimed that the boats were carrying drugs or had gang affiliations. Moving to the Pacific, Australia and India signed a security deal Thursday that strives to uphold Indo-Pacific stability. This agreement marks the first time an Indian defense minister has visited Australia since 2013. Next, the ICC convicted Sudanese militia leader Ali Mohammed Abdel Rahman of war crimes committed during the Darfur genocide in 2003. Abdel Rahman's sentencing will happen at a later date. Lastly, renewable energy has become the leading source of electricity worldwide for the first time. This marks a broader shift away from reliance on fossil fuels. Turning now to world news a little closer to home, this week an alum of the university received a Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Amar M. Yaji graduated with his PhD from the university in 1990. He was honored alongside two others for his work in the field of reticular chemistry, which he created. Specifically, the feat of creating metal organic frameworks was recognized. Metal organic frameworks, or MOFs, are molecular constructions with the ability to capture and harvest other gases and chemicals. They can do this because of their structure, which has large space for other chemicals of interest to seep into. MOFs are highly customizable and predictable, giving chemists more precision. Yaji, now a professor at the University of California, Berkeley, has written a textbook on his field of study. In 2020, he founded a company, Atoko, which uses the technology for the purpose of, quote, atmosphere water harvesting and CO2 capture solutions, end quote. Moving now to local news, on Tuesday and Wednesday, the city of Champaign held two special study sessions to discuss the objectives for its 2025 to 2027 council term. During these sessions, the results of the two-question community survey on council goals were discussed. The survey received 279 responses. The results of question one, which asked participants to identify what they value most in Champaign, showed an emphasis on community, diversity, and town arts and entertainment. In question two, participants were asked what the city of Champaign should prioritize and work towards over the next 2 years. The three main areas indicated as priorities by participants were gun violence and crime, homelessness and social services, and taxes, budgets, and transparency in that order. The city will move forward in future meetings incorporating the values deemed pressing by constituents. To learn more about what was discussed at these sessions, please visit champaignil.gov. Looking now at local events this week, the Scratching Post held its first movie night with Cats Wednesday with a showing of the 1922 classic Nosferatu, A Symphony of Horror. From lying in laps to chasing each other across the rafters, the Cats made sure there was never a dull moment during the screening. When asked about the event, cafe owner Rebecca Minnick replied in an email, quote, "The Cats get a new experience of hanging out with people who are watching a movie, something many of them have never done before, which helps with their socialization," end quote. Movie nights are only the start of the Scratching Post events, with Minnick adding, quote, "We plan to try a lot of different events out, both in our cat lounge and on the cafe side. We're still really new, so we just want to keep trying new things, see what people like and what the cats like, and go from there," end quote. One of these events will be National Cat Day, October 29th, where the cafe will be hosting a trivia night, fundraiser raffle, and scavenger hunt, with the opportunity to win 29 free visits to the cat lounge. For more information on upcoming events and to book reservations for the cat lounge, please visit scratchingpostcu.com. As for upcoming events, the number 17 Fighting Illini will take on the number 1 Ohio State Buckeyes at Guise Memorial Stadium in one of the biggest games in program history. Illinois last defeated Ohio State in the number 1 spot in 2007, behind a legendary performance from former Illinois quarterback Juice Williams. Illinois is coming off a rivalry win against Purdue in a 43-27 battle, where the offense looked near unstoppable. Senior quarterback Lute Altmaier had a career game throwing for 390 yards and a touchdown. Ohio State is undefeated coming off a 42-3 blowout win against Minnesota. Illinois is looking for a major upset and one of their biggest victories in program history. Ohio State looks to stay undefeated and compete for a national championship. For the second time this season, Fox Big Noon Kickoff is heading to Champaign, led by Barstool Sports celebrity Dave Portnoy and former coaching legend Urban Meyer. Kickoff is scheduled for 11 a.m. and will be broadcast on Fox. In case you're looking for something to do this week, tree lovers, join Illinois Extension educator Ryan Pankow to explore Illinois' native tree species on an Arboretum Tree Identification Walk next Wednesday, October 15th, from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Tickets for the event must be purchased by Monday, October 13th. All sales are final. Participants will be given the opportunity to learn about tree species native to Illinois, as well as species introduced to the Illinois Arboretum. The walk will be approximately half a mile and feature guidance on how to identify more than 10 trees. Walk programming will also include discussions on healthy practices to keep various tree species alive in household yards and gardens. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Zaina Qureshi, Sadie Parkinson, Sean Farnsley, Gavin Westlake, Joshua Applebaum, and Grace Avila. From WPGU News, this has been Gavin Westlake.